all beverages R&D site, and they also have the business units there and stuff too for beverages. But that now is moving to Chicago, in the Chicago area.
To the Glenview area.
Exactly. But yep. The R&D site is staying in the
right.
area.
So right.
It's a little confusing, but...
Well, yeah, I heard some of that was happening. I kind of knew a little bit about that. Hey, do you mind, because my team isn't on this call, and I don't write as fast as I listen, and I wondered, would you mind if for my team, if I record our call that way, and then later I can make notes from that? Would you have any objection to that?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Let me hit the start on that. Okay, now we're now starting the call with Kraft, and I have on the phone... the manager, recruiting manager, Dina Bartus, and we're going to start right now. Thank you very much, Dina.
No problem.
Okay. So maybe you can just you tell me what you want to tell me, and then if there's questions left after that, I can ask those. How about that?
Sure. No problem. That sounds good.
Okay.
I actually wanted to just get a feel for more so, you know, how you guys work, you know, specific around fees and logistics and things like that, just to get a feel, because we are right now, we do have numerous packaging openings.
Oh, okay.
Both in Tarrytown, Whippany, and there's going to be a couple in East Hanover as well.
Okay.
So so really just trying to get a feel from, you know,
well,
how you guys work and expertise
okay.
in area and industry and all that good stuff.
Well, all we deal with is packaging, nothing else.
And right, and I knew that, so that's why I reached
okay.
out.
And we've worked with Kraft. We've probably done over 150 searches over a 31-year period with your company, at least
oh, wow.
that many.
Okay.
And we haven't done any in the last couple of years. We've had people call us and say they're going to have a search, and then they'll say, hey, you know what, we don't need help or whatever. And so, you know, we've kind of didn't know what your status was. We thought you might have hired internal recruiters and were doing it on your own.
Yes, which is true. We do have, we actually have now kind of ramped up the talent acquisition team,
mm-hmm.
and we work in a model where we have a recruiting relationship manager, which is me,
mm-hmm.
and then behind me, I have a sourcer, sometimes two, sometimes even three, depending mm-hmm. upon volume,
right.
assist with all the different R&D openings.
Right.
And we have that for each function.
Okay.
So we have that for finance and sales and marketing, et cetera.
Right.
So within R&D, we're pretty good, I will say, but right now the volume is incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the split of the company. So
yes.
Splitting. Yeah, so we're going to become Snacks and Confectionery, which will be Mondelez, and then grocery will stay Kraft.
You said you're going to become what confectionery?
The name of the company is going to be, which is a little bit of a strange name, but it's going to be called Mondelez.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you say the word Nestle Confectionery.
No, Mondelez.
Okay, good. All right. Now... as far as our fee, you mentioned that we are 20.
Yeah.
We are 25%
contingency. Okay, and they were going to 20, but I got approval to go up to 25
okay.
for certain positions. I'm having a similar issue in quality and food safety, so
right.
that's my other area. That's
well, the good thing is you're getting our best rate. Nobody gets lower than that, and the other thing is it'll get equal attention. There won't be less attention given to it because of the commission structure. And we went with a standard fee, 25%, about 2 years ago. We had some companies still paying 30. And he said, you know, it isn't really fair to them just because they haven't asked or negotiated down. Let's give everybody the same thing and then eliminate that as even part of the equation and just work on everything as best we can. And so we've been able to hold to that, and we appreciate you saying you got approval for it, because that would be a stopper for us. We couldn't
absolutely.
Go beyond.
And it's been a stopper, and I don't blame it. We always worked on a 25%, but then recently, and it's made it difficult because I, again, come from Cadbury side, and
mm-hmm.
there's never really been an issue. We've even done 30 for, like, auditing certain
mm-hmm.
jobs we were doing 30 for.
Mm.
And then we went to 20. I lost some of my great relationships that
mm-hmm.
I have with my agencies.
Mm-hmm.
I was very upset. So I've been fighting. This is an uphill battle lately. But because of the volume and
mm-hmm.
the senior leadership team understands the
right.
urgency around these jobs, and they lose more money,
right.
in essence, not filling the positions because
right.
they're getting filled. So,
right.
So I did recently get approval.
Okay.
What I'll do is send you the contract so we can get that going, because we have to go through procurement for that.
Okay.
And I'll email you that. Just change it from 20% to 25% and, okay, you know, look over the rest of it, see if you have any questions.
Okay.
And then I'll pull procurement into it so we can do that, you know, hopefully this week.
All right.
And then I can, you know, forward you all of the job description, and if you have some candidates in your database.
Right. And we have three recruiters besides myself, or that's a total of four. And you would receive the resumes from one of the four. If you give us a web portal, which I'm assuming you probably have for these jobs, we'll all use the same password to get in, so you only have to give us one link. And then when you have a question on a particular candidate, call that particular recruiter, because they'll have been the one talking to the person and understand the uniqueness of that candidate.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, and everything will come through me, just because I'm kind of like the central filter for,
okay,
all of the applicants, so it makes it easier too.
So we will email a resume to your attention only, and then do we do the web portal? Is that part of this?
Yes, it is, but you know what's weird? We just upgraded from Taleo 7 to 10,
mm-hmm,
and I have to figure out logistics, and the person who used to do it recently resigned, so I just have to figure out how to get you coked up, so I will find that out. The other person who does the operations piece is traveling, but I'll email her and hopefully she'll check email later and figure that out, because I have one other agency in the same situation.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting, we would still send resumes to you.
Absolutely.
And get rolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Just send them to me and then I'll have it, you know, date stamped where you sent it in and it's your, mm-hmm, candidate, and it won't be an issue because it all comes through me anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We have a spread. We have like a tracker of all the candidates we've already talked to, and
yep,
but we don't have a lot on like the little bit more higher levels, like the group leader and even the engineers, packing engineers, like the mid management people. It's not even mid management, more like but just above an entry level. We don't have a lot,
mm-hmm,
of people, so I don't know if you just do all levels across the.
We do all levels from director right on down to the packaging engineer, and we've been doing this a long time, and it's our only specialty, so we've got that attitude of, you know, find the hole, shoot the bullet through it. So we won't go hunting on other things for you. We'll just politely say we can't do that because we're set up to do what we do, but that'll help you in the specialization area that we work. And,
excellent. That's perfect.
Okay.
And then, like I said, there will be some more stuff coming.
Okay.
And a couple of those are high level.
What are the ones coming right now? Do you have that? Can you tell me what they are?
Let me pull up my tracker here.
Okay.
Now, do you know Kraft's, like Hay System at all? I don't think you do, right? The grade levels and the...
I said, you know, grade 9,
you won't know what that is.
Well,
right?
I could go back to old notes, but what would happen is it would be the old salary, so it would probably be like a 9 today, maybe, say, 80, and back then it might have been 70, you know what I mean?
Right.
So if you just tell us what range, we won't publish the range in a number, in a hard number, but we will give an indication of where the range might be in a matrix, but we say it could be anywhere within that matrix. And then when we actually talk to somebody, we find out what they're really making and what their bonus is, so we know if it's realistic. And if they're right on the fringe, we'll let you decide if they're somebody you want us to still include rather than us rule them out.
Got it. Okay, so just to give you a quick little overview. So this, mm-hmm, is what we have in just Tarrytown alone.
Okay.
We have an associate packaging engineer, which is an entry-level position, so not right out of school, but either a master's level,
mm-hmm,
or somebody with, you know, a year or two experience that, mm-hmm, can kind of hit the ground running a little bit more than somebody right out of school with a bachelor's.
Okay.
We don't want the right out of school. We want a little bit of experience.
Sure.
Or a master's level right out of school, because then they usually have a little bit more of
Right.
Yeah, co-ops and interns and things like that.
Okay. And that's in Tarrytown. And what would be the products they'd be working on again?
So that's all beverages.
All beverages, okay.
So coffee, ready to drink, like the, Capri Suns, Crystal Light, which is the powders.
Okay.
They have Mio, which is liquid concentrates. So all those different packages, plastics, and all the different ones that would go in, if you think about it, the film,
mm-hmm,
really everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. And that person will report to a manager of packaging or what?
Yes, they would report up through one of the managers.
And you said 1 to 2 years of experience.
Right. Up to, I mean, it could even be up to three because we don't really promote people. They take a little bit of time. So to get to that next, which is a jump, which is that packaging engineer.
Right, right. Now, by the way, on this associate, what is the salary range that you see for that?
Yeah, so that's usually right out of school.
You want me to guess?
Yeah, go ahead. You can guess. You know the market.
I would say in that area, it's going to be 60 to 75.
Right, right, exactly. So depending upon experience, that's exactly it, yep.
Yeah, okay. And then what kind of bonus percentage? And is it achieved by individual performance or the company performance or a combination?
It's a mix, yep, okay. And it's 6%.
That's the target. Has it been paying out at that rate?
Yes, it has, actually. We've done really well this last year.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason this is open specifically is the new initiative of where they're reorganizing and the
Yeah, it's a mix. I will tell you, there's a couple resignations. There's a couple people that moved into bigger and better things because of all the opportunities, a lot of moving parts. And then there's some new headcount as well because of the split.
Okay.
That's why the volume is.
And even when somebody leaves internally to go to a new position, that's still growth. That's not like, that's a growth thing.
Absolutely, yeah. No, there's no doubt. There's been, specifically in packaging, just because there's so much opportunities right now.
Right, oh yeah.
There's movement, yeah.
You have a written up job order description that you could send me by email?
I do. I have all of these. I'm going to send
you. Okay.
Yeah, I'll
get a lot of the notes off of that. All right, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. And the only thing I'll send you separate email will be the salary ranges, because that's not on the job description.
Well, I made a note on this one, so you wouldn't even need to include the salary. But if you do, that's fine. I mean, I'm making notes of this as you talk, and then, of course, I'm recording it so I can go back and listen to my notes.
Okay, yep.
All right, what's the second position?
So the next level, and there's actually more than one sometimes of these. Each one probably has, like, a couple. So
would you say there's two of these associate packaging engineers or one?
Yeah, there's two.
Two.
I'm going to say two right now.
Both at the same location?
There's actually, looks like here, according to three. So, yep, all Terry. I'm just going to do Terrytown right now. We'll hit Whippany later.
Okay. All right. So there's, you say three then at this location?
Looks like right now three. But let's just say two because I may have one filled already.
Oh, okay. Well, that was one of my questions. How far along in the search are you? Do you have other accounts?
I will forward you the tracker and all the people that we actually met with or spoke with.
Okay.
That'll make it easier so you don't reach out to the same.
And do you honor the 1 year? If they haven't been talked to anybody or presented to you within the last year, are we able to then present them?
Yes. I don't know if it says it in the contract, but I do.
Okay. And are there any companies you're not allowed to pull from?
Not at these levels.
No.
Some of the higher levels, we have to just watch, like, Wrigley for Global Gum and Candy.
Mm-hmm.
I just always have to go back. But even that, I think, is okay now because of the Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're part of Mars now.
Yeah.
And is there any company
you know, there are, like, 3M. There's some specifics, but we've been okay with them. We just have to check. You know, there's, like, always, like, certain legal pieces around it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only at the high levels, not these. None of these will be an issue.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so packaging engineer would be that next level. So not entry level, but more that, you know, after 3-4 years experience, they kind of get promoted or they have it out in the field, one or the other.
Yep, yeah. By the way, are these materials oriented rather than equipment oriented?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and some innovative new packaging stuff. But I'm going to give you I'm going to send you an email too from the director of packaging. Her mindset now has changed a bit from some of the previous people we've always looked at with a packaging science degree. She wants more like chemies, for especially the younger ones coming in. So that brings in more of that engineering background versus just a straight up packaging mindset.
Okay.
And I'll forward you an email where she talks about chemi, mechanical, but that kind of more that engineering mindset.
Okay.
Okay, so the packaging engineers.
Are they going to be at the same location? Are they going to be at Terrytown or another?
Yeah, I'm still talking about Terrytown for a little while.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, so that'll be the packaging engineers. That's just that next level, pretty much same role, but project management skills, leading more so the projects.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of taking it and run with it.
Okay. And what's the experience range there? Maybe 4 to 7 years?
Yeah, even more because we could do a senior in there too, you know, like packaging engineer or senior packaging engineer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what does your job description say? 4 to what? Something?
Let me pull it for you. I kind of just know when I look at I get a gist of where they've been and what their experience level is. But yeah, I would say, you know, 4 to 8.
Yep. Okay. And then I'm going to guess again here just to see how close I am. I'm going to say that's between 75 and 95.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I'm low, don't...
The other thing is some internal equity may be lower, but mm-hmm. we're okay because of the market right now mm-hmm. to go higher because we're having issues with, you know, getting the quality people that we want.
Okay.
Statecraft pays at like a 50 percentile, so mm-hmm. the rest of the market might be paying at a 75 for packaging. So we're okay. We can do that. I have approval to go higher.
Okay. Still 6% bonus.
And that's still a 6% bonus, yeah.
Okay. And how many positions of that type do you have?
That one is two as well.
Okay. Boy, this is like...
Actually, maybe even three. Yeah, same thing. I'm looking at the sheet right now. It says 9 or 10, 9 or 10, 9.
Okay.
So two or three, same thing.
Great, great. Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. Now, do you have any more openings at the Tarrytown location?
Yeah, so then I have an 11, which is a group leader.
Okay.
And that person needs some management skills, so they're managing a team.
They have to have managed people before?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what makes this one a little bit tougher to fill.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one right now. There may be another coming down the pike for more technical, same mm-hmm. kind of a level like that, but more of an expert as a technical person. But I haven't gotten that one yet, so let's hold off on that.
Okay.
We'll just keep it to the group leader.
And this one's probably 8+ years?
Right.
Is that right?
Yep, and some management skills in there. Yeah.
8+ years. And I would guess that that's going to be from 95 to 115, maybe 120?
Yeah, and that's been the issue. The 120 is a push, but that seems to be where people are. So, you know, we have some issues there. But if you find it in that range, definitely send it on, and we'll have to just talk about it. And if they're really experienced and seasoned.
Do they still get a 6%, or are they in a different bonus range?
They're 12. Yeah, 12%.
Okay, and it's been historically paying that out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many people would they have reporting to them?
And you were going to ask me that. I don't have it in front of me because of the moving parts. But
oh, okay.
I'm going to say probably like three.
Three reports? Okay. Are they?
And let me just shoot. I'll shoot Gary Langer, who's the hiring manager, a quick IM here and just say how many people. I don't think it's in the description. Before I do that, let me look at the description real quick.
Now, how much travel is required in all of these positions? Is it something kind of standard? The standard is usually around 10 to 15%. Is that
a little bit more, maybe because it's local, but the plants, not really. For packaging, yeah. I mean, it's the plant, I mean, say 20 maybe, but
okay.
some of them say 20, 25 because the plants mm-hmm. are, they have to go to the plants a lot, you know, and
yeah.
they're fairly local, but.
Okay, then that's not too bad. And then the group leader, probably a little less travel, more like 10, 15.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And then...
let me just pull up that description. Where is it?
Okay, let's see. How large is the packaging department there at Tarrytown? How many total packaging people would you say?
You mean pre all the fills?
I mean, before filling it, I mean, the existing packaging, like if they're coming into that group... How big of a group is it?
I work with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's probably like, off the top of my head, I know of...
Roughly. They may ask us, is it a big group, a small group? I just want to...
Yeah, like say 10.
10? 10 people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Maybe more that I just don't know of. Like, let me think for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, probably about 10, and then we're going to have some more. So another, you know... 5, 8 people,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. So
right.
it's going to be a lot bigger, yeah.
And is the corporate culture and atmosphere fast-paced, or how would you describe it?
Yes, especially in beverages. Yeah, so certain areas aren't, but in beverages in Tarrytown, fast-paced, no doubt. Really kind of the spike right now of the grocery side of the business.
Say that. It's the what of the grocery side?
The spike for, you know, revenue.
Oh, okay.
Right now is in beverages. Beverages is a really cool area because it's bio. It's all those new products that are out.
Yep.
On the grocery side of the business. Yeah,
okay.
It's a fun area to be in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to be in beverages.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm listening for you to tell me if there's more at this location.
As of right now, those are the key... areas. So like I said, there may be a change where I take a entry level and switch it to a higher level technical, but not yet.
I have an important question I should have asked right away. Will you relocate?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Is there any question I didn't ask that you thought I should ask?
The only other thing that always comes up is sponsorship.
Oh, we usually figure that's a no. But if you do sponsor...
Yeah. We prefer, you know, to try to find someone qualified in the U.S. if possible.
Right.
Or, you know, working visa or something like that. But we're certainly open, if they're just unbelievable drop-dead candidates, to just, you know, review.
Okay.
But that is always, you know, one more step in the process.
Yeah. Well, we're used to hearing no, so we pretty much don't even ask that question, and we try not to even get into that, because it's almost a very much of an uphill, you know. But it's nice to know that if we have a water walker that's exceptional, we can entertain that. That is nice to know, but we first look for people that don't need that.
Okay.
All right. So that takes care of the Tarrytown location?
Yes, so that's the Tarrytown location.
Okay.
And in Whippany, which is the New Jersey location, so Tarrytown's in New York.
Yep.
They actually, you probably will bump into candidates that can fall into either site, that live in northern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Right over the bridge, they can go to Tarrytown or to Whippany, which is, you know, half hour, 40 minutes away.
Okay.
So,
what do they make at Whippany?
We stumble in. So Whippany now is the gum and candy side of the business.
I was thinking it'd be whipped cream. I'm sorry. gum and candy.
Corny. So it's gum and candy. So we make Ventine, Trident.
Oh, I use your products.
Good man.
Yeah.
yeah, so all the gums that Cadbury made, and all candy is more the holes.
Mm-hmm.
They also do Swedish Fish and Sour Patch. There's some there too, but mostly the hard candy out of that office.
Okay.
And they, but they do Swedish. I mean, I see them packaging with the Swedish Fish and the Sour Patch. They get more involved across the candy. You know.
Oh, I got a question.
And they even have chocolate actually too. They're working in Canada on chocolate.
I forgot to ask a question. When we're recruiting for these, not necessarily for the lowest level, because they might not have a whole lot of food or any experience yet, they're just out there. But when you start getting into those regular packaging engineer and up, do you want the people to be from either foods or consumer products?
Not necessarily.
No,
it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Yeah, packaging's kind of...
Because you have enough stuff already developed that they don't have to come in and create it from ground zero. You're big enough that they can learn some of the things and just bring their skill sets.
Right.
Okay.
We're pretty open within the packaging world.
Okay. So Whippany is gum candy, Sour Packs, chocolates, and all those good things. And what do you have open there?
So in that role, we have also a... I don't know if it's a group leader. It's actually more of a technical. So it's an associate principal scientist, or associate principal packaging engineer.
Okay.
That's also an 11.
Okay.
I was looking to see if, because they switched these job descriptions on me quite a few times here.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see if they managed people. I don't think so. I think it's more of,
usually a principal doesn't.
Exactly, and it's called that, so that's why it was a group leader, but this is more of a technical role now.
But it's still materials-oriented rather than equipment-oriented?
Yes.
Okay. And what
actually,
would...
they're similar. I will tell you that the areas are similar in what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of mindset and the position, the packaging that they deal with. Mm-hmm. It's very similar.
How many years' experience on that?
So that would be the same thing, that 8-plus.
Oh, 8-plus, yep.
And yeah, that's at a higher level, 12% bonus.
And still be the 95 to 120 range?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you'll have a job description for the details on that.
Yeah, I'll break it out for Tarrytown and for Whippany.
Probably another 10-15% travel range on that?
Yeah, let me just look it up, because that one might be a little bit more.
A little bit more, okay. Most packaging engineers in their mind know that up to 25 is part of their job. They don't.
Yeah, it's not going to be more than 25, but it's just, I think it does say 20 to 25.
All right. I'll put 20 to 25.
Yeah, and when I forward you this, you'll have it.
And whatever you give me is what I'll use. You know, what you have in writing, I'll use that. And I'll
sometimes
refer
I mix up my job.
Sure.
Like, I also have a lot of product development in both areas, and sometimes I'm like, oh, no, that was the travel for that group.
Right.
I have to look myself sometimes.
Was that a one-job opening for the principal, just one?
Yes, just one.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any other openings at that location?
Yes, and then we have two senior packaging engineers as well in Whippany. One for candy, and I think the other one for gum, but let me just double check because it's just listed. But again, it doesn't really matter what product as much as...
Right. So you have two senior packaging engineers.
Yep.
And then looking back at my notes, let me see, that would be back into the... upper end, that'd be probably in the 85 to 90 range.
Right. And let me just double check, because the senior's a grade 10, and I just want to check on the bonus. I think it flips at 11. I think it stays at 6% for 10. I should know this.
Oh, okay.
My brain is just mush at the moment.
That's okay. Mine is too. I stayed up all night in anxiety of waiting for this call.
I stayed up all night, but not thinking about it.
Were you really up all night, seriously?
I was up till 1. Yeah, I had to work. I had to do reports and stuff, and I had
spoke
with my boys last night till 10. So.
Oh, boy. You're dedicated.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to do what you have to do, and
right.
I was going to watch my baseball games with my boys. So.
How many boys do you have?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
How old are they?
8 o'clock game. They're 12 and 9.
So you got one ready to be a teenager soon.
Yes, exactly. Middle school is such a joy. All right, so salary range is grade 10. Yeah, still 6%. And then it jumps up at a grade 11, which is that associate.
And we're looking at a salary there of what? What would you get?
Yeah, the 10 is like around that 90. Yeah, right around there, 95, 100.
So how about if I go 90 to 105? How's that sound?
Yeah, that's good.
105,
in that
okay.
Range,
and we always tell them that there's nothing cast in stone. It all depends. The way we say it, the actual way we read it on our thing is when we describe it, we say, note that the actual salary ranges on any specific position will normally be expected to fall within the parameters of letter guidelines. We have a matrix. And then we go on to say, in addition, any final salary offered to a candidate, the sole option of the company may be modified up or down. This may be to accommodate the unique qualifications, experience, and skill set of the candidate. There may also be consideration of other factors such as internal equity, cost of living comparison, and other unique factors that might come to the fore in the final negotiations. And so when they see that, they realize that nothing's in stone until they prove themselves.
Yeah, that's good. Wow, very professional.
I wrote that so that we could cover every base in one sentence, and I'll send you that because it's on my website under salary ranges. If you look at the jobs that we have posted right now,
mm-hmm.
Have you been to my website?
No, I have not.
Well, after we're done, I'll send you a link to my website. And when you click on one of the jobs, it'll have salary and it'll have C matrix. And when you click on the matrix, you'll get this blurb I just said.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be awesome.
Okay, I will do that. And we also write up a profile on every company. It's supposed to be basically neutral, but quite honestly, we always put most of the positive stuff we can find in there. We never put anything negative. And it's supposed to say, here's all about this company, who they are, where they are, and our customers love us doing that because it's a selling tool to get them aware of the area and the company. It's all information that's in the public domain. And once I write it up, I send it to you to look at to make sure that it's accurate and that it has nothing in there you wouldn't want in there. And then we share that with our candidates.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
So you have two senior packaging engineer positions there, and then, okay, got those.
And then the associate principal in Whippany.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some stuff in East Hanover, but I need to get my hands on the job description, so I don't have that stuff yet.
That's okay. This will keep us busy for a little while.
Absolutely.
You know.
And I'll find out specifically how many people are in the how many people are in that department.
Because
like off the top of my head, I kind of know, but I don't really know. You know, like I don't know if I counted everybody. So it's probably around that, you know.
Okay.
10, 15, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Okay. 10 or 15 what, new openings?
No, that are actually working in the packaging.
Oh.
The question before.
And that's at East Hanover.
In Tarrytown. This is old Tarrytown, yeah. Whippany actually has, it's a little bit smaller. So 1, 2, 3, 4... They're probably like 6, 8, somewhere in that neighborhood, and then these couple extra now.
6 to 8 people currently.
Yeah, just on Global Gum and Candy. But then they'll roll into the snacks side of the business,
mm-hmm.
soon to be, you know, like, you know, by the end of the year, and that's much bigger. I don't know how many, but probably another 10 to 15 people.
Well, what is the thing that's coming up in Tarrytown then? Or not Tarrytown, East Hanover. Is that going to be the snacks?
Yes, that'll be the snacks side of the business.
Okay, and how far away is that?
10 minutes down the street.
Oh, so somebody might theoretically be considered for them if they're in the pool here and they didn't get hired and you filled the job here.
Absolutely.
You might roll them to that other group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
you're share candidates, which gets a little bit dicey sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we manage.
Right, right. Very good. Well, you know, it sounds just in talking to you that you're going to be a great person to work with.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you feel that way about us after you've worked with us. I think you will. We've had a lot of customers that are now in the fourth decade of working with us. So we've done this same thing for a long time. I have some very experienced recruiters, and we have researchers that are experienced. So we try very hard to do this one thing very well. And I'm looking forward to working with you.
And me too. I'm excited. Excited for the help.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
All right, Jeff. Well, this is great. I'll send you all of that information, the separate, you know, job descriptions for each role.
Okay.
And then anybody we've spoken to, or actually that we have kind of in our interview process right now.
Okay, that'd be wonderful, Dina.
All right.
And then I'll send you that link to my website so you can see that. And, we also, let me think here. Nope, I got it. I just thought I didn't have everything I needed here, but I do have. And as far as going forward here, should I wait to hear back from you then?
You know, what I'll do is I'll just send you the contract because that's like the really important thing. If you can just change that to
25%,
yeah.
Okay.
And then send it back to me, and I'll get it through procurement. Kay Berman's our procurement contact, so I'll attach her to the email, and then she'll work with you to get you contracted. And
are you going to put Quality Search at the top as the name of us?
Yes.
Okay, we're a division of the Wolf Group LLC, but it says that's on my email signature. You'll see that.
Quality Staffing. Actually, I'm going to call me that. I probably wouldn't.
No, it's Quality Search, and then a division of the Wolf Group LLC.
But okay.
You've seen my emails already where they have a signature at the bottom?
Yes. Yep.
You see how it has that?
Well, this is just a blank, agreement.
Oh, you don't need me to put the name of the company in there at the top, or?
Yeah, so when you send it back, you would fill in your signatures there.
I'll do that.
Exactly.
All right.
Excellent. All right, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Dean, I appreciate your time very much.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.